You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And a happy Easter to everyone out there. I am here with our co-director, the Director of Young Adult Ministry, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Ms. DeVries.
How are you today?
I'm so proper. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm fine, Father Cusick. How are you?
Oh, as anybody who might be listening live today knows that this is probably the pinnacle of weather in Chicago. It's those of you who are experiencing snow out in the suburbs or rain, you don't understand that downtown here it's sunny, bright. It's a little breeze off the lake, and it's right now in the high 60s.
Holy cow. It's not a beautiful day for a ball game, Father Cusick. It's cold out there.
It's cold.
Welcome back to winter, everyone.
I know.
But it is Easter. Yay! It's Easter season, and how exciting is that?
It's wonderful. And I couldn't help but, as I walked along the side of the cathedral this morning, amidst the snow on the ground, there are those tulips defying winter. So much as to say, life is going to continue.
Absolutely. So, spring is here regardless.
So we welcome everybody to the Light Show this morning.
Yes, we do.
And happy Easter.
Father Cusick, before we actually get into the meat of our discussion today, how about a little story?
Great.
I'm going to pull this one from John Shea's Legend of the Bells. It's called The Rock. The teacher decided that during the first 3 days of Holy Week, the 8th grade class would put on a passion play. There would be 6 performances with different grades attending each performance. This way, the 8th graders would learn the Passion according to St. Matthew, and so would the entire school. It seemed like a great idea. As often happens with good ideas, there were a few snags. There were more 8th graders than there were parts in the Passion play, or the need for stagehands, set designers, etc. So the teacher succumbed to another good idea, to move in the direction of imaginative avant-garde theater. She cast every animate and inanimate reference to Matthew. She cast the tree from which Judas hanged himself, the broken vase of perfume, 5 people simulating an earthquake, 3 people doing a credible job of imitating 30 clattering pieces of silver on the temple floor, bystanders, more bystanders, and still more bystanders. She also cast the rock that blocked the entrance to the tomb of Jesus. This was not a difficult task. It was a matter of typecasting. There was a boy who had, as his mother put it, sprouted early. He was definitely bigger than a bread box. He was also bent over with his hands clasping his ankles, a perfect boulder. John, the teacher said, you will be the rock, the one blocking the tomb, not the Apostle Peter. For the angel of the Lord, who pushes the rock aside, she chose the most petite girl in the class, Tinkerbell, one size up. The contrast, the teacher felt, was positively biblical. The first performance was for the 3rd grade. The play was predictably moving along with the usual snickers and laughs until the angel of the Lord appeared. With her little finger outstretched, she nudged the rolled-up rock. He somersaulted away from the entrance of the tomb, staying perfectly rolled up. Then the angel sat on him, making the stone of death the throne of the Lord, just as it says in the Gospel of Matthew. The audience went wild. They cheered and chanted, "Rock, rock, rock." Afterward, they swarmed him for autographs. He modestly signed, "Rock." This happened at performance after performance. Thus, a star was born. Also a critic. The teacher was not sure all this attention was good for the Rock. Perhaps the glory should be shared. She took the Rock aside and suggested that he play the tree from which Judas hangs himself. Someone else would have a chance at being the Rock. The Rock said he didn't think this was a good idea. "I like being the Rock," he said. The teacher responded with what she later thought was the best question of her career. "Why?" "I like letting Christ out of the tomb," the Rock said. "But John, the Rock isn't rolled back so Christ can get out. He's already gone." "The Rock," she pointed out, "is rolled back so that the women can see in." The Rock's face twisted as he floundered for the first time in the deep waters of the Spirit. "Well," he said, "how did he get out if the Rock was still stuck in the hole?" This was the type of question all teachers fear. There is an answer, but it is light years beyond what the questioner is able to handle. The teacher remained silent, searching for the right words, but the Rock found the words before the teacher did. "Well," he said, "I guess huge rocks are no big thing for God." Thus did the Rock roll back the boulder from his own mind and see into the empty darkness of the Easter revelation. The teacher said in a quiet, choking voice that he should continue in the role of the Rock, since he knew the part so very well. A little tale by John Shea.
Big rocks are no big deal for God.
Yep. Happy, big rocks are no big deal for God.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, to everybody.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Wonderful. We hope everybody had a good Easter, and we're going to get into the heart of our show this morning, but I think this Wednesday of Easter week, it's important that we stay focused, as we tried during Lent, to stay focused on our own way to discipline ourselves, be kind, charitable, and prayerful. Now it's time to really focus on which ways life becomes stronger than death, and that resurrected life sort of fills all of us to do great things, even on a snowy April 11th. I can't let go of that.
That's a good question. What does it mean to be fully alive? And
That's
I'm
right.
hoping that everybody out there experienced some sense of new life in the Easter Triduum, in all of the rituals and the signs and symbols and the wonderful experiences of creation at our Easter worship.
That's great.
Yeah,
great.
I know I had a wonderful experience. A friend and I went to a church in Wisconsin. We did the Easter Vigil, and rather than just read the creation story, they invited children of the parish to bring objects up during that creation story, and how beautiful it was to see the little ones bring up candles and a little bowl of water, and they brought in, as all of the creatures were created, they brought in stuffed animals and teddy bears, and it just was wonderful, and then two parents got up there, and men and women, they were created and they were set to go forth and multiply, and they invited their little ones to come forward, and what a celebration of new life and excitement.
It's one of the great stories of faith. Someone once said, can anybody create a better creation story than the story in Genesis that is done in so few words and impacts so much of life and tells the entire story of creation? It's just a very powerful, we're so blessed to have that as our part, at the beginning of our written tradition.
Yes, and we know we just came from the 40 days of Lent, and now we're in the 50 days of Easter. So what are we going to do? How are we new?
Sure.
The homily that we heard started with, now that it's Easter, we should look differently. And then he put a little twist on it, not that we should physically look differently, but with our own eyes, we should look and see life differently. How can you hear all of those stories and not be transformed, not be changed? So how are we all looking differently today?
And just some little trivia, Kate mentioned the 50 days of Easter, which is from Easter Sunday to Pentecost, and Penta is the word 50.
Yep.
And then the 40 days of Easter are from Easter Sunday to Ascension Thursday. But in my life, I could never figure out, why do the 40 days of Easter seem half as long as the 40 days of Lent? I always think Lent is never going to end, and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's already Ascension Thursday, and they say, oh, it's the same amount of time. I said, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's very, very different, especially if you gave up something you love.
That's right.
Absolutely.
No, every day is about 35 hours.
All right.
That's great.
Well, our listeners, we want you to know today we are focusing on a very special event we've got coming up. It is the Focus Conference. So we want to give you a great deal of information about that. We have two special guests with us who are going to help to unpack what that event is. So stay tuned. We're delighted you're with us, and we will be right back.
And we will welcome them to our show right after the break. Thank you.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Here's an invitation for men in the Archdiocese of Chicago to attend Ministry Weekends at Mundelein Seminary, retreats designed to help men discern God's call to the priesthood. I'm Father Joe Noonan, the Vocation Director for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Ministry Weekends feature presentations about diocesan priesthood, prayer, and discussion, all aimed at reaching a better understanding of God's movement in your life. For more information about these free retreats, call me, Father Joe Noonan, at 847-970-4845, or visit our website, www.chicagopriest.org. I look forward to meeting you at our next ministry weekend, Friday, April 20th through Sunday, April 22nd.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at CatholicNewWorld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And we're back on the Light Show. This is Father John Cusick along with the wonderful Kate DeVries. We coordinate young adult ministry for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And Kate, how about on this Easter Wednesday, we say a prayer or two.
Let's do that.
To the risen Lord.
There we go.
Folks, let's just be still for a moment if we're in our cars or at home and focus on the encounter of Christ. This prayer is titled The Power of Your New Life. Risen Lord,
Be with me
in the power of your new life. Open me that I may grow in the Spirit, in love and understanding, in knowledge and self-giving. Let me receive your strength that I may accept your trials, which I must endure with you. Help me to treasure the revelations you bring of the presence and power of God. Give the new refreshment of a new beginning in his joy and glory.
Amen.
We're back.
We are back.
And Kate, we've got some wonderful people that you and I know, but we're getting to introduce them to the entire world.
And actually, our friend Janine Francis has been with us before.
Yeah.
Janine,
that's
welcome
right.
back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Janine is the Associate Director of Charis Ministries, the Jesuit Outreach to Young Adults in the Archdiocese of Chicago and beyond. Janine, you want to tell us a little bit about Charis?
Well, we do all kinds of programming in the Chicago area. At the heart of our mission is retreats, and those run the gamut of day-long experiences to weekends, or in the summer you can come for as long as a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's really at the core of the gifts that we bring.
Sure.
And then around that, we try and offer a lot of other different experiences for people in the Ignatian tradition. We have monthly series of prayer that we co-sponsor with St. Teresa Parish and St. Teresa of Avila in Lincoln Park. Mm-hmm. And then we also get involved with some service opportunities. We've been partnering with the Northwest Young Adult Ministry.
Great.
To do acts of service. And we will be, Annie can tell us a little bit more about the week-long service trip we have coming up this
Outstanding.
Summer.
Outstanding.
Excellent. Annie, good morning.
Good That's morning.
Good segue there.
Okay. Annie Devine is Program Director for Charis Ministries. Annie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am just kind of new here to Chicago. I just moved last June, so I haven't even been here for a full
wow.
year yet.
Wow.
But I come from Ohio,
okay.
Native Ohioan, and you know, I came to ministry in college. I worked as part-time in campus ministry in undergraduate work, and then decided that it was something I wanted to continue doing, so I went and got my graduate degree and was very fortunate to find myself at Charis Ministries and getting
Excellent.
To work in
Where'd
young adult
you do,
ministry.
Where'd you do, Annie, your undergrad and grad?
I did my undergrad at University of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And then I did my graduate work at University of Dayton.
Wonderful.
Mm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then you're lured north here by the weather.
Not exactly.
I'm not letting
as
you can tell, I'm not letting go of that today. Wonderful.
So, Annie, how is ministry these days?
It's good. It's good. I'm so excited about what's happening with Charis and just the energy and excitement that I've seen from young adults about what we're doing, and really have just seen kind of a real response from people of having excitement, and I'm feeling like our programming and our the retreats and stuff that we're doing for them is really touching them in a way that they're needing,
sure.
feeding them in a way that they need to be fed, and
Annie,
we're hearing that.
Since arriving here in June and mm-hmm. you know getting yourself a couple months to get locked in and things like that, is there any one event or experience that just jumps off the page that sort of says to you? You know, what an encounter between young adults provided by Charis Ministries really is all about.
You know, I have to kind of look back at our fall. We actually had two events that really stand mm-hmm. out in my mind to me as kind of just being examples of what we do and kind of the power of the Spirit
sure.
at work in young people. And I think about our fall day retreats that we did, mm-hmm. which were focused specifically on what it means to live out our Catholic faith.
Absolutely.
And our December Advent Day that mm-hmm. we did. We had Father James Martin, who's author of My Life with the Saints, come and
yeah.
speak to young adults. And just being with those groups of young people and hearing their reflections and their sharing and their stories, you really felt like we were there to help facilitate that sharing.
Sure.
But there was something there other than us. You know,
right.
it was just a feeling of God really being mm-hmm. present within the group, and the whole group feeling that and seeing that mm-hmm. and really
sure.
being aware of where God was at work in their lives.
So it was sort of a seminal moment. It's if you could say what you're saying to me is that this is Charis.
Yeah.
This kind of an event is best defines what Charis is all about. It gives people that sense to connect with the divine.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Divine, there you go. How about that?
You know, we think, too, that, you know, as ministers in the church, as parents, as good friends, it's up to us to lead other people to Jesus. And it's really not like that. It's up to the Holy Spirit. It's up
right.
to God. It's God's work. And we participate in it. We till the soil. We try and set up environments where that can just thrive. But really, it's God's work.
I always see us we're like the master of ceremonies. Under the big
mm-hmm.
top.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody once said to me, in saying in the most glowing terms about Catholicism, it's like under the big top, there are three rings and there's a lot of acts going on at the same time.
Mm.
And oftentimes what the master of ceremonies has done is just to point out different things that are going on so that people can move their eyes, move their soul, move their heart in a different direction. And it's not so much we are doing things for people, but providing an opportunity to point them and say, here, take a look. You know, Janine, does that
yeah.
ring? You've
yeah,
been with Charis a couple of years now.
Yeah, I've been here about 3.5 years
yeah.
now, and was involved with Charis prior to that in Cincinnati. And I was just reflecting, kind of connecting with something Kate said earlier about that looking and seeing that mm-hmm. the priest, and that I think was what was kind of connecting for me in this whole time of Lent is I continue to hear Jesus say, look, see, and not it's not what you expect. Look at what God is doing. Look at where God is at work.
Right.
And I feel like that's one of the gifts of that we are able to do with Charis is to see the risen Lord at work and help people to see where the gospel has come to life in their own experiences and how Jesus is walking already with them in their own experience.
And Kate and I are very fortunate, obviously, to work with you, but this year in a very special way. Because one of the things that defines what young adult ministry is in the Archdiocese, very much like, Annie, the things you mentioned over Charis since June, is the Focus Conference, an opportunity for people to get a taste of Catholicism, a deeper experience of Catholicism, and an understanding of how all their peers gather together. So after we take a break, we're going to have the privilege of sharing with Janine and Annie and Kate and myself and all of you who are listening some wonderful opportunities to focus on what's most important in all of our lives.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Just 10 short years ago, on May 7, 1997, then-Bishop Francis George was installed as the 8th Archbishop of Chicago. Now, we celebrate his 10th anniversary as the leader of one of the nation's largest contingents of Roman Catholics.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Get ready for Focus. It's a day-long opportunity for men and women in their 20s and 30s to focus on their relationships, spirituality, and personal growth.
The date is Saturday, April 28th, at Loyola University's Lakeshore campus. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke will give a keynote address.
There will be lots of workshops, including intimacy and sexuality, building healthy relationships, being a confident Catholic, ethics, and on finding a Catholic approach to our most difficult issues.
As evening sets in, we will celebrate Mass together, then enjoy dinner and a party.
This is for both singles and couples in their 20s and 30s. The Archdiocese of Chicago's Young Adult Ministry invites you to find out more by visiting our website at yamchicago.org. That's yamchicago.org. Or call 312-466-9473. That's 312-466-9473.
We hope to see you Saturday, April 28th, as we focus on our life, our relationships, and our faith.
And we are back with more of the Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. This is Kate DeVries along with Father John Cusick, Annie Devine, and Janine Francis from Charis Ministries, and we are delighted to be with you this morning. We're going to be talking about young adult ministry this morning for the next 40 minutes or so. But if you have any questions about who we are, or what we do, or how we can help you or people in their 20s or 30s that you know, you're welcome to give us a call and enter our conversation. 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979.
Welcome back. Why don't we also, Kate, stay focused on the risen Lord?
Yes.
And how about before we enter into a good conversation about this wonderful conference called Focus that's coming up on April 28th, reconnect with the Lord in a Easter prayer this Wednesday morning.
Let's do that. Ladies?
Risen Lord and Master, you know me better than I know myself. Speak and help me to listen. Call me into your life, that with you I may possess your Father's kingdom. Give me insight to recognize you in the moment of your speaking, and to value the time of your calling, that through all my days I may rejoice with you in the power of God, and receive a share in the glory of his victory and love.
Amen.
Yay. Good. Focus. We just heard a commercial about focus, Father.
We did. Kusick. How about that for planning?
Excellent.
And if people who are listening to us, if you had Relevant Radio on prior to this show coming on at 9 o'clock, you also heard about 10 to 9, a same public service announcement about a wonderful conference, and we've titled it Focus. This one-day conference is an opportunity to focus, literally, on different aspects of life. And, Kate, we've broken those aspects down into several compartments.
Yeah. Actually, focus, the word itself, began with the words faith, others, community, I'm sorry, faith, others, church, unity, and self. So we just wanted a way to focus on what we believe to be the things that matter most. So what we've done is we've called together a group of young adults, and consistently we keep reworking the conference, but we invite young adults to give us their insights about what they want to focus on. What would they like more information mm-hmm. about? What do they want to enter into conversation around? And we've heard from young adults that that does break down into those four major areas. So when we offer our two or three rounds of workshops, we offer workshops in the following areas. The first is relationships, the number one issue for young adults. People want to be connected.
Both single people and married couples.
Yes.
Exactly.
How do we grow deeper in our love for one another?
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing. And the second area, the second most popular issue for young adults, is spirituality, which is very different, Father Kusick, than when I first started working in young adult ministry, when the second most popular issue was work.
Right.
We would draw far more people to workshops on the issues of work and career and, you know, ethics in the workplace, that type of stuff, than spirituality. But right now, that's reversed. So spirituality is the number two issue that we see young adults asking for.
Absolutely.
So a lot of workshops in the area of faith. Thirdly, we talk about work, career. What does it mean to bring your faith into the workplace? How do we have ethics in the workplace? How do you do meaningful work? We hear often that young adults don't just want to do a job. It's not about 9 to 5, get the job done. It's about making a difference in the world through the gifts of our lives. So how can people share the gifts that they've been given through the work of their life? And then lastly, we have this other area that we call personal growth, interpersonal relationships, growing stronger personally, entering into spiritual direction, entering into the Ignatian model of discernment, you know, just how do we become the people that God has called us to be? So those are the four main areas, and we have a number of workshops in each of those areas. We are actually offering 24 different workshops, from which all who attend the conference are invited to do two. And in addition to that, we know there are a lot of people like Annie who have come from another state or from another place around the country, around the world, who really just are looking to meet people and want to be with others their age who share their faith. Then would be coming to the Focus Conference alone. They haven't grown up here. They don't have their college friends here. So in order to make it a little bit easier to break the ice, so to speak, we have a workshop called Mix and Match, Meet and Greet. And that workshop is just for people to get to know one another. We spend about an hour and 15 minutes just playing games, and it's a lot of fun. People who know no one come in and meet, you know, 50 people all at once, and then move through the day together. All of the workshops begin by inviting people to introduce themselves to one another. This is so much more than a conference. It's not like a day that you would do through your work. It's a day of coming together in faith to just have a lot of fun, enter into some great conversation, learn a few things about what it means to be Catholic as an adult, and just really get some strategies for living it out once you leave the space.
And Janine and Annie, where is this going to take place for people who are interested?
It's going to be up at Loyola's Lakeshore campus, so not too far from Kara's offices, in fact.
Sure. imagine that.
Yeah, I believe the main gathering will be in the Mundelein Center, the Mundelein building, but that the
workshops will be kind of scattered throughout campus.
And we've chosen Loyola. Obviously, it's just a good location to gather a lot of people. But if you live in the city and you want to come by public transportation, you just take the Red Line and get off at the Loyola stop. If you're coming by expressway, you can just exit probably the Edens Expressway or come up Lakeshore Drive mm-hmm. and work your way right there to approximately Broadway and Devon.
Yes.
And Loyola's right there. And my boss, Kate DeVries, has got this thing called hospitality down to a science.
Mm.
If you're in the area, you will see a sign that'll direct you for parking for the Focus Conference. On
all of our volunteers are really, really good at hospitality.
Good.
And we have all those directions that Father Cusick mentioned on our website. Complete details are on our website, yamchicago.org.
And when we come back from a break, let's, Annie and Janine and Kate, let's talk a little bit about some of the presenters that we have. And answer the question, why should I give up a Saturday and come to Focus?
Exactly.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Knapp. Weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, Annie Devine, and Janine Francis from Charis Ministry. We all work in young adult ministry. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And Charis puts a little spin on that, doing the Jesuit outreach to young adults. So it's a joy to be with you this morning. Thank you for listening. And we're very well aware that most of the young adults to whom we want this message to get are at work right now and can't be tuning in. So if you know of anybody in their 20s or 30s that you could personally invite to the Focus Conference, we would be delighted. They will certainly have a great day. We hear so much positive feedback after the day, but we really need your help in encouraging people to come. All of our parishes have been given information for their bulletins and pulpit announcements, but sometimes it helps to have a parishioner say, now would you put that in the bulletin? I think a lot of our parishioners would be interested in going. So any way you can spread the news would be appreciated. Again, just direct people to our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. And if you have any questions this morning, you're welcome to call us right here at 312-751-1979.
Or if you or if anybody you know would like to contact us at the Young Adult Ministry Office, that number is 312-466 9473. Now, what about Karis? If people wanted more information about the Jesuit outreach through programs of spirituality to young adults, give us a website, email address, phone number, Annie?
Whatever you got. Yeah, the best way to get information about our programs is our website, which is www.carisministries.org. And Karis is spelled C-H-A-R-I-S. But you can certainly call our office, which is 773-508-3237.
Great.
Or email at caris@carisministries.org.
Terrific. Terrific.
There you go. And this radio program will be on our website, again, yamchicago.org. In about, they're very good here at the Archdiocese of Chicago. So certainly this afternoon, certainly by the time young adults get home from work today.
Good. Let's talk a little bit, Janine, about the Focus Conference. And in particular, are there any... Annie made a comment during the break, folks. She said, looking at the list of topics for our workshops, oh, my God, it's going to be hard to choose. What, Janine, as you go through this list, what sort of jumps off the computer screen to you about the Focus Conference in terms of the people who will be standing in front of young adults in a variety of ways?
Well, I'm really excited about the lineup for this year's conference. I think it's a great mix of people who are really well known on the Theology on Tap circuit, people like our director, Father Michael Sparrow, is going to be doing a great workshop on decision making. The other face that I was really excited to see was Mike Hayes from, he's with our colleague in Polish Young Adult Ministries out of New York, and they produce the Busted Halo website.
So that's BustedHalo.com.
And they have a weekly e-zine that's just packed with stuff. They're also partners with us in doing retreats in the New York City area.
And I believe you and Mike Hayes are on the board for the National Catholic Young Adult Ministry Association?
Yes, great. We are. So, and his talk about, he's really passionate about vocation and how do you bring together the things that you love and with the work that you do, how do you have that in an integrated life? And I was really excited to see that he'll be coming into town for that. So really great local speakers as well as some national people coming
in. And Mike Hayes has got a wonderful title for his workshop, Does God Have a Plan for Me? And that's such a question that I think when we are privileged to sit and have conversations with young adult people, they ask a lot. Is there a plan? You know, what am I called to do? I hear that a lot from people. Is this what I should be doing with my life? Should I be doing more? That kind of stuff.
And people in prayer about that, but not hearing God speak directly to them. So how can we help them discern what God is saying, how God is moving through our lives?
Right.
And the fact that God wants us to be happy. What's going to bring you fulfillment? What's going to make a difference in your life and in the lives of those around you?
I noticed here a wonderful workshop. It's something I would go to because I'm just sort of a political junkie. I'm a person who still reads a newspaper and watches the news, and I'm very concerned about the world in which we live. And we have a gentleman from Catholic Theological Union who's titled his workshop Terrorism and Religion. Mm-hmm. And it's Dr. Michael...
Michelle Andreas.
Michelle, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And he's a native of Lebanon. And
yes.
You just wonder, you know, you look at so many people who have lived in parts of the world where violence and threat is a way of life, sadly. It's far from God's plan and far from the witness of the life of the risen Lord. But to be able to find someone who comes from that experience, who's lived in different places of the world, and maybe can help us understand a little bit more clearly what I would call religious violence. Sadly, so much of the pain and suffering being caused in the world is being caused by people who believe in God, and I get confused by that. So this is a wonderful opportunity to get together with Dr. Michelle Andreas, and he will be doing that workshop as well. Annie, what jumps off the page is for you?
Well, there's actually a couple that I'm interested, but one in particularly, Mr. Greg Pierce is doing a workshop on a mission worthy of your life, and I really like that because I think oftentimes we can, we go to church on Sunday and it's like, oh, that's what church is for us to gather together on Sunday, and forgetting that really the essence of our church community is to be, we're part of a mission to be sent forth, that right. When we receive Eucharist, we're sent forth to be bread for the world. So what does that mean for us in our lives as young adults? Like how are we part of this mission? And I think that that's something that a lot of people are kind of wondering or just haven't heard anything about before. Like, what is our mission?
Right.
And then let me add to that, too, that we have a second pre-conference workshop exactly on mission work and how do young adults take some time, whether it's a week of spring break or a month during the summer or, you know, they want to stay local or they want to go overseas. How do you get connected to the bigger picture and make a difference by sharing some time with others? So we've got a workshop called Sharing Your Gifts Through Mission Work, and Gregory Dar is going to lead a panel discussion on how young adults can just get connected to a service project locally or overseas for a short amount of time or an extended amount of time and really, really make a difference.
And Greg comes out of the Maryknoll experience.
Yes.
And there's one that jumps off the page at me now here again. It's we hear so many young adults tell me, say, okay, now, Father, tell me, what's this Catholic thing really all about? What would be the essence of it? And we're very, very happy to have Father Ron Kunkel, who's on the faculty of Mundelein, graduate of Notre Dame and the Gregorian Institute in Rome, to really focus on that question.
Yeah.
And so, again, if you know anybody who's got questions on Catholicism, questions on their own spirit-filled lives, where life might be taking them, the Focus Conference, April 28th, is the place to be at Loyola University. We'll take a break and we'll spend a little bit more time opening up this wonderful conference and talking about our keynote.
Youth 2000 is back in Chicago and will be held Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th at St. Benedict's Parish in Chicago.
Youth 2000 leads young people ages 13 to 30 to a deeper encounter with the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit missionchicago.net. That's missionchicago.net. Or call Father Steve Bauer at 773-588-6484. That's 773-588-6484.
Join us for Youth 2000.
You're invited to spend a day learning about the challenge of Christian faith and social justice. That's the theme of Justice Day 2007. It will be held Saturday, May 12th at St. Giles Parish in Oak Park. The keynote speaker will be Father Daniel Grudy, Assistant Professor of Theology at Notre Dame University. Father Grudy is a scholar, internationally acclaimed author, and film producer. He'll address the need to apply our faith to critical social justice issues both at home and around the world. The day-long conference will be held in both English and Spanish and will include forums on immigration reform and housing issues. The conference will end with Mass celebrated by Chicago Bishop Gustavo Garcia Sierra. For more information, call 312-751-8390. That's 312-751-8390. We hope to see you Saturday, May 12th for a day dedicated to putting our faith into action.
Celebrate senior life and spirit. Catholic Charities invites seniors to come together in celebration of senior life and spirit. Join Bishop Gustavo and Father Michael Boland at Catholic Charities annual Senior Unity Mass, May 3rd at 10 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral. For more information, please call 312-655-7010 or visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Catholic Charities celebrates senior life.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, Janine Francis, and Annie Devine. We're delighted that you've stayed with us. Thank you so much. And I just want to point out, too, that young adults are looking for ways to meet people. This is it. Ways to get connected. This is it. Ways to share their gifts. Lots of ways to help at the Focus Conference. And we hear from young adults, where do I go to meet people, you know, my own age? So we have workshops on intimacy and relationships and building rapport in your relationships, mating and dating, a roadmap for lasting love. We have lots of workshops for singles, lots of workshops for married. One in particular, Ann Davidson, who is new to speaking for us, is finding Mr. or Ms. Right, following the map to the love of your life.
There
so,
you
know, if you're looking for strategies and looking for a group of people also looking for a significant other, it's a place to be. It's a way to connect.
And the fun part of a conference, at least I think it's the fun part, is to be inspired. And I think, and not only does that certainly come through workshops, but I think that's more wisdom being shared. Somebody's got to fire up our mind, our imagination, to do great things with our lives. And we've always believed that at the Focus Conference that a good keynote not only sets the tone for the day, but sort of really fires us up in a variety of ways. And over the years, and the Focus Conference has been going on now, Kate, for over a dozen, 15 years.
Actually, this is our 18th conference. It started 20 years ago in 1987.
And some of the people we've been privileged to fire us up, one of them I'll never forget was Mike Ditka.
That was a keynote.
and he's certainly a motivational speaker,
yes,
as we know.
Yes, he is.
But he also gave an incredibly Catholic talk. Mm. This was after his heart attack.
Yeah.
And he talked about the mass cards he received and the prayers. And you didn't sort of expect that from
the coach.
Yeah. And he opened himself up, and people just were very inspired. Several years after he was released from captivity in Lebanon as one of the American hostages held over there, Father Lawrence Martin Jenko. Father Jenko was a native of Joliet, and one of the most spiritually driven human beings I've ever been in privilege to be around. And Father Jenko shared his experience of being chained to a wall for 19 months, of praying in captivity, of the encounters he had, of forgiving his enemies. And it was just a moving, moving experience for all of us who were there. Kate, I remember after September 11th, when our country was just stunned and shocked by the level of horror and violence that can be brought about by people who supposedly believe in God, our keynote were three people, and we titled it, "Let Me Tell You About My God." Mm-hmm. And we were graced, several of the people whose names come to mind immediately was Rabbi Michael Sternfield from a temple here in Chicago, and Ms. Sheila McLaughlin, who used to run the liturgy office for the diocese, and then a young Muslim gentleman. Mm-hmm. And it was a powerful experience in a very gentle and somber kind of a way. Now, this year, our keynote is whom?
We're delighted to have Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke, and she's going to give a workshop entitled Faith in God, Integrity of Self, and Justice for All. So we're thrilled about that.
And Ann Burke is an inspiring presence. Just a witness of her life. Here's a woman who, when she worked for the Chicago Park District, she gets no accolades for this, but she's the one who actually was the founder of the Special Olympics. It was begun in one park for one group of people with special needs, and it has blossomed now into something that's around the world, and that's just the kind of person that she is. She's worked on the Bishop's Committee for the Catholic Church, and she has got the credibility of a lifestyle connecting her faith with the law, being a Supreme Court Justice and a former Appellate Court Justice, and a sense of her own integrity. And we really believe that Justice Burke will stand in front of us, and she will call young adults to that thing, Annie, of, you know, what are we going to do with our lives? And how do you take the gifts we've been given and live them fully? So,
you know, I was thinking, John, you said earlier about giving up your day. I just think one of the things for me is that this is really an advantage of living in a city like Chicago, and the lineup that you all have pulled together and the committee that's worked on this and taking advantage of all of the wealth of really wonderful Catholic speakers and knowledge and people who are passionate about their faith, that this is really just a day to take advantage of. There's, you know, it's a place to just really delve in, to meet people, to, you know, get your mind going.
Absolutely.
To pray together. Mm-hmm. That it really is an uplifting day.
Yeah.
And for those who have the time, at the end of the day, stay for dinner.
It'll be a good party.
We're going to have a party after dinner, and it's a wonderful time to meet people and to celebrate. So, you know, oftentimes we hear people say, well, you know, I don't know anybody, and I've got no one to go with. Let that go. Just show
up.
Come
anyway.
Yeah, you come anyway.
You'll make some new friends.
Within 1 hour of being at the Focus Conference, I guarantee you will be connected with other people, and you'll experience the graciousness that the Catholic faith tries to offer its people.
And there are two or three other workshops that I really want to mention. That we have one this year called Dealing with Despair. So a lot of young adults are in a lot of pain right now over either the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job or illness of a close friend or a relative. So a workshop on dealing with despair, along with another one entitled A Bump in the Road, Flight or Faith. Sister Christine Connolly from the Claret Center in Hyde Park is going to help us understand that we are not in this alone. As God's people, we are meant to be in relationship with others, and she's going to describe for us the differences between spiritual direction and counseling and when there might be a need or a desire or when it might simply be helpful to sit with someone else and have a good conversation about where you're at and what things are going on. Another workshop that's going to take place is that Father Tom Nairn is going to discuss ethics, a Catholic approach to our most difficult issues. I mean, let's be real. There are a lot of complicated situations in the world right now. And how do we Catholics approach it? And how do we make sense out of all the scientific developments and all of the things that are spinning out of control in some areas? So just to pull it together.
How about when we come back from a break, let's just walk people through the schedule for the day so that you can get some way, and then how to register. That's the key thing.
There we go. We'll be right back.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552 or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
And welcome back to The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. We've been talking about the Focus Conference, a day for those in their 20s and 30s to focus on relationships, spirituality, work, and personal growth. The conference is being co-sponsored by Young Adult Ministry for the Archdiocese, by Caris Ministries, by the Institute for Pastoral Studies at Loyola, by Loyola's Evoke program, and by CTU's Catholics on Call. So it's a joint effort to do some great things for everyone we know in their 20s and 30s.
Now, if someone says, or if you know of somebody who would like to attend, if you go to our website, not only will you find the complete schedule, am I correct, Janine, but also the ability there to register.
Yes.
And registration is being done totally online.
Totally online.
And there's a safe, secure site for credit card numbers, so on and so forth. If you would prefer not to do that and you don't have access to a computer, if you could print out the registration form, you could mail it to us, I suppose.
With a check, absolutely.
Yeah, and we would do that. Annie, do you have a copy of the schedule there in front of you?
I do.
Can you walk people through the schedule for the Focus Conference on April 28th at Loyola?
Yeah, I certainly can. We'll be starting our registration at the Mundelein building where the bulk of the conference will be at. Starting at 10 a.m. until noon, there is daycare available for those young couples that might have children, so don't let that hold you back from coming to the conference. And then we'll have two pre-conference workshops from 10:30 to 11:45 in the morning. So those are
for the people looking for a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then we'll begin at noon with a welcome and an opening prayer, and then our keynote address with Justice Ann Burke will begin at 12:30. And then we're fortunate to have a few responders, people who will be able to respond to kind of what they heard in Ann Burke's presentation and to kind of share their own thoughts and feelings about it. And then we'll have a break for lunch and lots of places in the area there to go to lunch at.
And actually, lunch is included with your conference free.
There you go.
Lunch is provided.
Okay.
And then in the afternoon will be the two series of workshops, and we'll then close with Mass at 6. And then there's the option of staying afterwards for the evening meal and then the party.
There you go. Yeah. And that's 8:30 until whenever.
Mm-hmm. Until
and our
11,
meal is going to be American tapas. We're going to sort of give people an opportunity to taste a variety of things.
Mm-hmm. And just so everyone knows, if you register by April 16th, you get the early registration price. So please, 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 the sooner the better.
And you save
it's
$10.
Time to register. You save $10.
Okay.
$10, seeing as it's $10. So let's just
So I hope folks, you can tell that there's a certain excitement in our voice because this is sort of a pinnacle kind of an event for us. This brings together people and gives them, whether they have been continually connected to the faith throughout their young adult years, or people are looking for a way to come back, or looking for more, or curious, or a variety of ways. We just want to let people know that this conference is there for you. If you're looking for more on Catholicism, we've got it. If you're looking to see how do I create better relationships in my life, we've got wonderful opportunities for that. How to discern your path in life, how to grow spiritually or personally. It's all there
just
for
to
you.
Meet people.
April 28th. And again, all of this is on the website at yamchicago.org.
Great. And you can even reach Charis Ministries through our website. But why don't we have your website one more time?
It's www.charisministries.org. And again, Charis is spelled Charis.
Charisministries.org.
And Socorro in our office is standing by to take any questions you might have. Our number there is 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And if you give Socorro a call this morning, she will also be able to add to our mailing list anybody that you might know.
Absolutely.
Yourself, either their regular, what we would call their U.S. postal address.
Snail mail, and
an email address that would give them more information about the Focus Conference.
How about one prayer as we leave, everyone? Love of Jesus, fill me. Together we pray.
Love of Jesus, fill me. Joy of Jesus, surprise me. Peace of Jesus, flood me. Light of Jesus, transform me. Touch of Jesus, warm me. Strength of Jesus, encourage me. O Savior, in your agony, forgive me. In your wounds, hide me. And in your risen life, take me with you. For love of you and of your world. Amen.
We hope you all have a blessed Easter season and that constant reminder that nothing gets in the way of God, not even death itself. That's the witness of our faith, and that's the witness that we try to give young adult Catholics throughout the Chicago area through the Young Adult Ministry Office. Be at peace, Kate.
Amen.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.